Daphnun Dalet, Sif Dalet. Another Mirtzi de Chavosa b'matza gezula. A person can't be Yotzi with the matza which is stolen. B'metav of Amurim, the Mechaber, kishagozo matza. If he stole matza, he can't be Yotzi with that. However, avim gozo chitim a kemach. Person stole chitim and ground it, and then made it into flour, made it into matza. He stole flour, so matzah, and he made it, he mixed it, he did lisha, made it into flour. Yotzeba, he's yotze, the shekanoa b'shinui. Because due to the process of grinding, or the process of the making it into dough, already he was kind of a shinui. So therefore now it's his. And he owes the owner money, but the owner no longer has any right to the item, so it's not considered a stolen item anymore. Linyan bracha, ayin lekamam, and sit reish sim and tof reish mem tes. Regard to the bracha, we'll see later on over there, that you should not make a bracha. Okay. Not advisable type of a thing to do, but, you know, it's like...
If that was your only option, was to be, it would be better to be
not this
filter.
Siv katan yudalet. Ein olam yotzei chavosai. Hana filo b'diavad. Tzarech la'asur b'lechol. Person will not be yotzei b'diavad. Mitzimus loshen mashu. Tzarech la'asur l'vorach. You're totally not yotzei. Means you make a new bracha. Vayin b'yir locha. So Bir Locha raises the question that Petrager brings from a Rash Ritvo that you're kind of with a shinu, because we hold it, you're not yotze matzah till you swallow it. As soon as you chew it, you change it. So it comes out by the time you get yotze the mitzvah, which is the swallowing, it's already kind of with a shinu. So he says Avada, that the mice of the Roy Paiskim hold it, that's not true. But the mice, in regards to making a bracha, he would argue l'char that a person should not make a bracha. He says, no, then why taka is this argument not a good argument? Because you look at the act of chewing and swallowing is all part of one mice. That's all part of the mice of the mitzvah. Even though we hold bol matzah yotza, which means that the le'isa is not ma'akev, but a vada le'isa is... an integral part of the mice of the chatkila. We're supposed to have tam matzah. We're talking about tam avikarim and tam matzah. There's a mussar of having tam. So that's the chatkila. That's all part of the mice of mitzvah. So that's why you can't say you've been kind of before you started the mitzvah. But in regards to the bracha, at least in the b'di'evad, he would argue you should not make a bracha. I'm Meshuvah Shagazar, you're back in the Shmishah Barub. This applies both to the first night and to the second night. The reason why the Shagazari is pointing that out is because there's a discussion later on by Lulav if we differentiate between the days, will we say that same thing over here or not?
The Lulav, you don't need to own it the second day, isn't that a...
That's true, right? So that's clear. The second day, well,
although it's the Rabbanan in Chutz Lares,
it's the Rabbanan Chutz Lares. It's the same. It's but there's Pashas. You have it in the Rabbanan.
Chutz Lares and Ekdash.
It's Rabbanan Chutz Lares and Ekdash. That's true to me. But Chutz Lares, the second day of Yom Tov, is a suffix that might be the first day. The first day is made of rice everywhere. So the chumras of lulav esrig, as this was the first day, even the second day in Chutz Lares. That's not true in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Kibur was saying. You follow what I said?
Yeah.
So he says that I want to be mechalik, but between lulav and matzah, because matzah, the whole thing is only the first day. There's no chiyuv to do it more than the first day. The chlal.
Where, even outside of Eretz
Yisrael? No, in Eretz. Period. There's no mitzvah to do it more than the first day of Mirayisa or Mirabonin. Just came along the second. Said, listen, well, maybe today's the first day. Oh, maybe it's the first day. You got to do it. So I'm ignoring with the second day, as if it's the first day. There's no other tzad why I'm eating matzah. Whereas lulav, I'm going to take lulav the second day either way. whether it's Yotze Chutz Lords. So then I can say, at least in the B'di'evet, I can tell you that your Yotze was Gzula on the second day. I'm ever right to differentiate between the second day and the first day by Lulav in a way which is not possible to differentiate by Matzah. Okay. But Matzah Gzula Hatam. Why is that? Tefina Michal, Gzera Shabbat Lechem Lechem. Mahosim and other Marfish Chal Elame Isa Shaloi. The Siva Resource Echem has to be your dough.
Well,
Af Khan came. What? Sorry. It's only get the Shagrei is on Tomat second. Le Yom Tov Sheni Tomat Chutin outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Lords. So there's a requirement of it has to be yours. Okay. Now the Afka Kzula, so then the car that has to be yours. So even if it's not stolen, it's borrowed, it'd be the same thing. Shal Matzah Yitzibah. But if you borrow matzah, you definitely get to. Why is that? That's not yours. The hashol amanas laochlo. Well, hazira ben. Even though we use the word I borrowed it. There's two types of borrowing. There's borrowing. You borrow a car, you get back the same car. You borrow money, you get back different money. They're both called borrowing in English. Well, shel kodesh. Borrowing car is called she'ela. Borrowing money is called havo. The difference is that havos are consumed, and you get back something else instead. And shaylas are not. When I lend you my car, I expect to get back the same car, not a different car. But over here, if a person borrows matzah, he doesn't expect to get back the matzah. He expects to get back something else instead. So that means that the person gave it to you for you to consume, and then you pay him back money instead, so you made it yours. Okay.
Why could you be, say, with the stolen law of an Esrog in the second day of Sukkot?
And the Shulchan Aruch holds that there's no psalm mitzvah above aver. So the only problem is that it should be lechem.
So only for the lechem in the first day of
Sukkot. Right. The Rambam brings a sheet which holds that we're in Machmer on the second day of Yom Tov, as if it's the first day of Yom Tov, and all chumras which apply to the first day apply to the second day. But the Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate like that. Shagazai's point is that even the Shulchan Aruch would agree by matzah. Because matzah, there's no other reason to eat matzah other than we're saying the second day might be as if it's the first day. Whereas by lulav, it's possible to look at the second day as an independent day of the first day and still be a chiyuv of lulav lasses mi rabbanon. And they didn't say there's no din lechem on the days of rabbanon. Okay. Kazu poison the Eishi Zor Kishoivim Harbi B'tan Rechot. So based on this argument, it has to be lechem. So you have to be careful when your people are baking in an oven. People sometimes exchange matzahs. So now over there, they would bring their own flour and bake. So each person actually, there's a problem, but mamash not yours. Each person should declare, whoever gets my matzahs, it should be a matana. And this way, in case they switch, the people will still be yotze. Now the most additional raises the question here. The chard is a problem of breiro, because you say that you're saying it possibly before you say it, he's learned the scenarios. You're saying it before it happened. Saying it before it happened, in case it might happen, since it's a problem of breiro. We pass by the rices ain breiro, but the rabbanon yesh breiro. So he brings it to the Shagas Aryeh, says what he means to say, that it should be chal when he gets it. Chal when he gets it, that's not a problem with braver. All bravers are when I want something to be effective now, based on a beer which will happen later on. I want to be effective then, but that, by then it'll be mavur, what is effective on. That's not a problem with braver. If we're not mocked at each other, we might have a problem of gzula. Because the person say further, the Torah Lomer can't go on b'shas atchino. The problem is chalav akemach. Even by the time of the grinding, sometimes they end up mixing up. So each person to say, whoever gets my flour, it should be theirs.
Why is it? I mean, I can understand rera being an issue concern if you need to own it. But the issue is simply that it not be guzzle. Can't be people essentially mafkir their matzah when it goes into the oven.
No, actually, there's din of lechem. He's bringing over a source of lechem. It has to be yours.
That, right, no, that I understand, but in terms of Gzula, I don't see why that should be Teloi on Brera. Everybody could be Mafkir there.
There's Lachem by not.
He's saying there's a din of lochem. You learn from Chalas that a resource sechem has to be yours.
Why couldn't actually? Wouldn't that work for ownership too? Everybody just mafkir their matzah. You have to get yours. You get yours, but you know you try to get yours. But if you don't, so what you're getting is hefker anyway.
You could do that, but the person has to have das kinyan. You know, theoretically, that could work. By another problem, common problem. Okay, if a person was kind of matzah and then mashicha, so mashicha is kind of mirabona. Okay, but if a merchant gila daita, so mashicha is he brought it to his rishus, so that should be kind of either through mashicha, which is the rabbanon, or chotza, which is the raisa. But in the Merkha Gila Daita Be'ez Mechirosai Shadocha Klumos, the Merkha indicated at the time of the sale that he needs money. Ben Yocholimker Bahakofu, and he cannot sell on credit. Okay, Ayo Benofik Acharov Azuzi, he's going to, he's coming after him to get the money. The person says, go back and come back later, I'll give it to you later. He doesn't give it to him. He's not Yotze, because the person had no das to be maknet without getting his money, because he needs his money. Sometimes the person will sell on credit, but if a person indicated he does not want to sell on credit because he needs the money right now, well, the sale is not valid until you pay him. So if you don't own it, you're not Yotze Matzah. Okay. Okay, Yotzebo, what's going on? If, however, you stole chitim or kemach, you made it to matzah Yotze, and we call mokom chachil yikach, you still tzeis, but you shouldn't use it. Tol yuchel v'orchel kel kamei, but you can't make a bracha on it. So chachil, we don't do something where it's not allowed to say the birchas hamitzah on it. In other words, you can't say birchas hamitzah, so you're doing a mitzvah without a birchas hamitzah, which is improper to do a mitzvah without a birchas hamitzah. So you should chachil not use such a thing which will force you to do that. Shekana b'shinui. It's a remember b'shinui ma'isa. You're kind of through the fact that it changed. Well, then hechash shekaz ala matzah b'nusan ala acher. In a case where there was yiyush, so Reuven stole it, and then there was the owner was Miyayish, and then he gave it to Shimon. So Usachar Yotzebo, the Abishin and Rishus, we hold that Yish with the Shin and Rishus is kind of. The Dafka Hegel, the Kahavigam can Yish, by the Shin and Rishus is greater Lakoni. It changed from the Rishus of the Goslin into somebody else's hands after there was Yish already. So the second person is kind of. Usachar Mutal Barakala, and he did not do Maisik Zelis, he's allowed to make a broch on it. He didn't get a b'yisr. He got it after years. So the Goslin, who stole it, has a chiyah b'shava. Yish does not take away the chiyah b'shava. But the yish is effective enough that when the second person receives it after years, he has no responsibilities vis-a-vis the owner. That person turns around, Shimon turns around, gives it back to Reuven. So Gamagazan Yotzibo. Now, once Shimon is kind of, so it's his. Now he can mark it to Reuven if he wants. That's his business. That'd be Yeshu Shin Rishus. Then Mora imbitsa begosa, but he ebbed, I'm real. So now, by Mora, there's nothing of Lechem Pashas. So Lechem by Mora, you should be Yotzibo begzula. The question is there a problem? So he brings it to the holder of Yotzibo. Pichada says that no, there's a hekesh in the matzah and the morah, because it says, Al matzos emarim yirchluhu. And this, whatever din matzah is going to have, morah is going to have. Then he brings the Shagazari. The Shagazari says it's a problem, it's about Bavero. And by Mitzvah Rabbanans, we hope that he has Mitzvah Bavero as Yotze. But the Maisa, there is a, which is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah holds Mitzvah Rabbanan also, we say Mitzvah Bavero is not Yotze. So according to the Shagazari is understanding that the problem is Mitzvah Bavero, by more, you will not, according to the Ramah, you will not be Yotze. Okay, in bracha, ayin, slimmer. In regards to making a bracha on this item, take a look over there in Tafresh Memtes. The Shema word, linyan bracha, b'chol gavni, ein levorach. Even though you're yotze, you should not make a bracha on it. Feel him welcome to the koni, even in the case where he's koinet. The habi le b'tzeya berech ni yitzeh Hashem. It's a pasuk that says, the pasuk title of the pasuk is saying, a person who blesses, literally means he praises.
He won't makom to koinet?
Even in a case where you have kinyan, it's considered a shol lochem, it's yours. You have a different problem. Therefore, you would say in their case there was grinding. So there's a shini maisa. So you cut a shini maisa. We still have a problem. It's a gabi bracha. Pasuk Taich of the Pasuk is a person is a betzei as a person who is involved in zela. Beirich, if the Betzeya, if somebody blesses the Betzeya, he says, wow, you're such a great guy, that's an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the more, Chazal Darshan, Betzeya Beirich, Niyetz Hashem, one who is a Betzeya, and then gives a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an insult. Gershom, I love you so much, I love doing your mitzvahs, I still think of your mitzvahs. Gershom, thank you. Shkayach. That applies Bein HaBracha, the Chilas Matzah, Bein HaBracha, Samoitzi, Gufa. The person doesn't want you make a bracha, but Moitzi on it either. You have to bench, if I recall correctly. If you keep the rice to the bench, that this will override that.
What's the basic chiluk between Bachar Rishon and Bachar Echana?
Well, Bachar Rishon is a Rabbanan. By benching, is in the case where he had Svi, it's a Deraisa. So we don't use it in B'tzei Berich.
Oh, because that's a Durabanan.
It's a Durabanan, yeah. It's an interesting question which comes up over here, just, you know, the most interesting race of the question, in the case of your guest for the Seder.
The Alachilas Matzor, the Motzi, couldn't make.
Right. Because it's in Sotah Kodesh Baruch Hu, the person steals and he makes brachas on it.
Which Shemasa Dir Shunan?
Number 17. A person who's a guest by the Seder. Shini Rishus is better because the person, second person is getting, he's getting it with no aver involved. In the case of Shini Maisa.
Stolen it and made a Shini Maisa.
Right, yeah. A person who's a guest by the Seder raises the question, a person who's a guest by the Seder, he wants to be out to the midst of Matzah. So the chara, if there's a lacha of lachem, says, I don't know if I'm just your guest, I have to have kavanah b'feresh to be maksa to him, and he has to have kavanah b'feresh to be koinet. So you'd have to be yotze. So the minigolem seems to be not like that. And the question is, why isn't that? The minigolem, he brings the sosemis, raises the question. But he says, in Echanambi, that Rabbi Yashav and Rabbi Shamazama both pointed out that the person should be maknet to each one of the guests. And Avada, but Yehava, they all agree that you are Yotze, because when I invite a guest, my kavana is to give you whatever your needs are. Well, this is part of your need, is that you should be Yotze with this matzah. So, of course, I have kavana to be maknet to you.
You could do that before Yom Tov to somebody else.
Well, we hold on Yom Tov, the Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Karno.
Oh. And Yom Tov, not Shabbos?
Both. Oh. Shabbos also. Mm-hmm. Now, he brings that there's a swar from the Imre Bina, which raises Dr. Cooper's question about the Matzah of Hefker, that we could argue that by Matzah of Hefker, you are Yotzei, even though you have no Das Kinyan. This interesting Lamdasha Shaila. Did Adam Rishon own the whole world? The question is, if there's nobody else as for competition, so do you need, is the whole concept of Kenyan only relevant when there's a competition? If there's no competition, by definition, you own everything. So if I be living on this semi-deserted island, because I'm there, it's not deserted, I'm there. But there's no other person there on the island, nobody has access to the island, nobody gets to the island, everything on the island is mine. It takes 6 months to get to the island, and everything on the island, which all the food which grows, but 6 months is going to rot. So there's nobody else, there's no competition for this food. It could be it's mine automatically. So when I chew food, and nobody wants that food anymore. So there's no competition for the food. It's automatically not right for any other person in the world but myself. Since you're to the mitzvah b'shas, the swallowing, by the time you get to the swallowing, by definition, it's mine, because even though I had no das kinyan, because it ain't anybody else's, therefore it's mine. That's what Imre Bino says. He says it's just swara, so therefore even in the case of the guest, it'd be the same thing. Even if no das to be kinda, no beferish das to be kinda, he'd be kinda because of this concept of that, by definition, it's considered mine because there's nobody else who would be using it.
So it's a kinyan that happens mimela.
Right. It's fascinating. Lomba Shashayla, what the getter is the getter of kinyan needed in such a scenario? It's to get to the Rashi in the sixth parsha. It says Adam Rishon was. It says Adam Kiyakim Mikem. Say he was always. It was always his. So why was the assumption it was only his? Well, because nobody else was trying to record it. Or it could be Rashi means automatically it was his because everything was Adam's. You know, automatically everything was Adam's. So that's part of the Shaila, how to learn up that Rashi. Okay. Simon Tofnun Hay, Din Mayim Shalanu. I'll write a little bit over here. Ein Loshen Ela B'mayim Shalanu. So the next step in the process, so we have our wheat. We discuss our grain, what type of grain we can use. Now, let's talk about the process of Elisha. So the halacha is, we don't use water which is taken directly out of the ground. Because we're afraid that the water which comes out of the ground has a certain warmth to it, and it might cause it to rise more quickly. What do? We take water out. We let it sit overnight in a cool place, and then it cools off, and therefore we know that the water is going to be cool enough for using it for matzahs. This is true. Bein shehem mei boros umayonus, whether it's water which comes from a bor, which is a cistern, or mayan, which is a spring. Like most poskim, whether it's an artesian well or a regular well, is considered a mayan. Some say only an artesian well is a mayan, other well, so it's called something. So the Bein Shehem Mein Nahoros, whether it's from a river. Mishaben Asan Mi Baidoim. We draw it, therefore, the day before. And the Ramah adds, Samach Leben HaShemashas, the Ramah holds it has to be done towards evening. Because it's not just enough to take up by day, because you don't want it sitting out in the warmth of the day either. Because the Mor says that by day, the water in the ground is colder than the water on the surface. But by night, it's vice versa. The water in the ground is warmer. So you don't want it to sit out by day where it gets the heat from the day. You want to draw it close to Ben HaShemashas so it has the advantage of that the water in the ground is cooler, and it sits overnight out of the water, out of the ground, where that's cooler for that, and then it cools off totally, and you can use it for matzahs. Oh, Ben HaShemashas, or the truth is you don't even have to do it. Even if it's Ben HaShemashas, that's still enough. The fact that it's set over from says overnight, it's sad, that's good enough. You need the whole night for it to sit the whole night. Mishabura says that even Bidiyab, Amun HaShachar is enough. Okay. You don't have to do it every single night. You can do one night for a few, one time for a few days worth of work. It's a warm time in the season, it's seasonally warm already. So if they put it into a cellar in a cool cellar. Bimazman kar, if it's cold outside, and you can ba'aver, then you put it outside. Ki amarte fucham, but the cellar is the warmer of the two places. But the sarach lahashkim lahaklisim lebayis, in that situation, you must bring them inside. Kadam shizach hashemesh, before the sun comes up, you know, the sun heats the water. Even if it's a cloudy day, there's still the sun there. If you do not bring them in immediately at the beginning of the day, they didn't sit there for too long to the point where we believe that they warmed already. That's not a problem. It's better to put them in a place where there's shade still. Even when the sun rises, there'll still be some shade. This way, even if he forgets, they'll still be in a cool place. Now, when you transport the water from where it is under this roof to where you're going to use it, and now you're out in the open air,
so you must cover them as you're transporting it
to prevent the heat of the sun getting to it. Kshechal Pesach Be'erchem B'Shabbos. Case for Pesach is on Sunday. Yeshishu V'mayim Or Yud Gimel. They would draw the water in the evening before the 13th. The Haino B'Leil Chamishi, the beginning of the night of
Wednesday night. They're going to be baking them
Thursday night.
They're going to be baking them on Thursday or on Friday.
No, they're going to be baking. They're going to be baking it actually on. They're baking it actually on Yom Tov. But you can't draw. You can't draw it on. In other words, the Bechar was thinking about drawing on Ben Hashmoshes. You can't draw it on Friday night Ben Hashmoshes. So we don't want you doing Erev Shabbos. So we don't do an Erev Shabbos. So he's saying Balil Chamishi. I think he means Thursday night.
If you're going to be baking on Yom Tov, then you have enough time.
Don't want an Erev Shabbos.
We don't want you to do the drawing on Erev Shabbos because we're afraid that he'll end up doing it too late and then end up doing it on Shabbos. You can't do the drawing on Shabbos for Yom Tov.
How can you bake on Yom Tov? You need them immediately as soon as Yom Tov starts Motzei Shabbos.
You have no Chassidish roots.
Absolutely not. Well, I might have roots, but there is
a lot. The Chassidim, they bake matzah on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's called matzah's mitzvah, and they use it for the Seder.
That I was aware.
And in the case where the Seder is Motzei Shabbos, they bake it Motzei Shabbos.
Wow. And they do it fast, so it doesn't delay them.
Yeah. I think it means the Thursday night. I'm not sure why it's called El Chamishi. Okay. It's preferable to take from from the river and not from the springs. And we'll see what that's about in the Mishnah Berurah. It's based on a Gemara. The case where the rivers are swollen from all of the melted snow or the rain, so then it's better to take from the bearers. Ve'ein lishbrach mayim shalonu mikach meis otkufa hanefelis. There's a halacha. If there is a person dies in the neighborhood, so all of the water which is open
has to be
spilled out
in the neighborhood. Wherever you do
the shkuna, which means three houses around.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have to do that to mayim shalonu because it's for a purpose of a mitzvah, and therefore it's considered safe. It's considered a sakana to drink, to use that water. It doesn't apply to mayim shalonu. The din of the tkufa. So there's a lot of water which is drawn and sitting in the kelim at the moment of the tkufa. The tkufa takes effect. Teva is in a second. We had it before, but Teva is in a second.
What? Cool.
So the water is also supposed to be poured out, and we don't do that to Mayim Shalonu. So what's Tekufa? Tekufa is, there are four seasons in the year. There's Tekufas Nisan, Tekufas Tammuz, Tekufas Tishrei, and Tekufas Teves. So it's Nisan, Tammuz, Tishrei, Teves. Each one lasts for 91 days, 7.5 hours. And if you add that up, it gives you a total of 366 days and 6 hours. That's your solar year. And those are your seasons. That number is off a little bit. And there's two ways to calculate the tekufas. That for this purpose of Mayim, which is drawn at the time of the tekufa, we use that calculation, which is a more simple calculation. It's a little bit, even though it's a little bit off, it's an approximate calculation. And at the moment of the tekufa, water which is drawn should not be drunk. It has to be poured out. So it doesn't apply to Mayim Shalonu. So, for example, tekufas Nisan this year, interesting enough, it's a very interesting year. The halacha is tekufas Nisan represents when the spring starts. So it's impossible to have, the halacha is Pesach, has to be after tekufas Nisan took effect, because it has to be called Chodesh Aviv. But since there are two ways to calculate the tekufas Nisan, and one of them is more precise, and Pesach this year falls out after that calculation, but regards to the more common usage of the kufa of the water, because we're not so, that's for everybody to figure out, so we use a more approximate number, then it will actually fall out after Pesach starts. Because so you have a strange thing that Pesach is before Tekufas Nisan. So you look at your calendar, it's like Tekufas Nisan is whatever date it is, it's actually in April. Let's see, it's January 5th, February, March, April. So I think it's like April 7th, something like that. Is Tekufas Nisan. Which comes up with the after Pesach this year. It's one of those interesting years. The other place where we use the more approximate number is the calculation of St. Talamotar. St. Talamotar 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei, which is October 7th. That's December 5th. That number, that's based on the more approximate number. So it would mean, theoretically, eventually, that number advances more than actually the real time advances. Theoretically, sometime in the distant future, after 40,000 years from now, you'll say St. Talamotar, you'll start St. Talamotar the second day of Pesach, which is impossible. All right, but by then, Stamma will correct the issue. There are two ways to calculate the tekufa. Tekufa, we calculate the tekufa, the standard way is calculated, it's 91 days, 7.5 hours. Now, the truth is, it's a little bit less than that. If you add that up, you get 91 times 4 is 364. There's 4 tekufas in a year. 7 times 4 is 28. And half times 4 is 2, so that's 30, which means it's 24 hours, it's 365 days and 6 hours. The solar year is actually 365 days and 5 hours and 40 plus minutes. So it's 20 minutes too long. So 1 year, that's such a big thing. You start adding up over centuries and centuries, it gets off in the calculation. So for the purpose of the more precise issue of exactly when Pesach is really supposed to be, we have a more precise calculation of the tekufa. Regardless of this halacha, that you shouldn't drink water which is out during the time of the tekufa, we use the more approximate number, which is off. And the same thing with St. Talamotar, that's for the average person to figure out, so we use the more approximate number, which is off from the actual time. So that number is going to advance slowly but surely through the calendar because it's off. And eventually it'll get to the point, after about 40,000 years from now, by then you won't be alive anymore, don't worry about it. So 40,000 years from now, if we're still using this calendar, we would have this strange anomaly of, you would start saying Talamotar Livracha on the second day of Pesach, which can't be, because you switch over to the same bracha, second day of Pesach.
But this, we have Dinhim Rav Yameinu, Sanhedrin again.
So imagine they'd probably be conveyed. Even since Zman Chazal, they had both calculations. They just, you know, but since Talmudah really wasn't necessarily using they didn't get in contact with the Rav, you know, they just knew, they calculated themselves. That was like a standard thing to figure out when the Tekufa was. Okay, let's just finish up. Makom Makom Tavla Chachila Hosim Behem Barzel, where the halacha is that both of those cases, if there's metal in the water, so there's no din of pouring it out.
So over here also, if you can do that, why not do that also? You shouldn't put your hand into the water because we hold. You have to be careful not to put your hand in because we hold your water. Your hand warms the water and you lose mayim shalanu. Gamos alisha mayim ayadei any hudi the matzah shemitzah. You don't use a goy for this purpose. Of the shemitzahs yishav Yisrael. General Jew should do it. Imavshu. Now you're going to lead to mayim yuchadim the matzah shemitzah. We have specific water which we designate for this purpose. Shem matzah mitzah. We use new kelim. Vein l'shanas haminig. Arul b'shal eitz en l'hakbin. If it's klicheres, you should be makbid the chadashim. The klicheres, those type of things are not makbid; that they have to be new. Okay, ladim shabura. We got to do that tonight. And Hashem, it's a Tuesday night after mincha downstairs. Wednesday night, as it stands right now, actually, we might learn. We might have to learn in my house, so I will let you know.